Welcome to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of season 2. I am Lisa Rhodes. On today's episode, Rachel will speak with Kelly Flaherty, one of our ESY or extended school year teachers, about her experiences teaching this summer. Following, Anne is going to spotlight Pear Deck, a wonderful tool that you would love to try. A few announcements from me. First, remember to check our Lex Tech Resources webpage for updates to all of the different tools that we have spotlighted for you. On that webpage, you'll find a number of tutorials, including videos as well as how-to documents. Equipment. If you're having equipment issues or would like to request equipment, please talk to one of your building's DLCs. Also, if you're looking for equipment, say a monitor, you might want to check your town's FreeCycle or Craigslist to see if somebody may be giving one away. And finally, as you get settled and need to call parents and can't be near a school phone, on your own device, you can dial *67 or you can schedule calls in Zoom.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today. I am here with Kelly Flaherty, a new teacher here in Lexington, but not a new person to Lexington at all, and not really a new teacher. Kelly's taught for a number of years, but she's here as a kindergarten teacher, right?
Yes.
And you're going to be at Hastings?
Hastings School, yes. Mariah Hastings.
And so Kelly's going to talk to us a little bit about working ESY or extended school year this summer, the lessons she learned there, what she's excited about coming to Hastings this year, and just a nice back to school episode. So welcome, Kelly. Thank you so much for being here. I'm super excited to chat with you.
Thank you, Rachel.
So I mentioned that you were an ESY teacher for us this year, and ESY is our extended school year program. So I was hoping that you could tell those that aren't familiar with ESY sort of what it is and how it's different than our traditional school year.
Sure. Yes. So I taught third grade this summer. It was great. And the ESY program is for students who have IEPs throughout the school year and who might experience some regression if they do not have summer services. And data is taken throughout the year by the school, you know, the classroom teacher and special educators to just see how the student is doing, even, you know, coming back from like a long winter vacation, weekends or holidays. And sometimes teachers feel that it would be best for them to continue to have the same type of routine and structure over the summer. And, you know, their areas of focus are academic, social, emotional. Some students would get services like speech and language, OT and PT. And in, you know, extended summer year as well, there are also IAs in the classrooms, which are there for support staff.
So I'm familiar with the special ed side, which is the big side of ESY. But what do you do as like a classroom teacher? How's that look in the summer compared to the school year? You have a smaller group of students, right?
Yes. Yes. You have a much smaller group of students. And also they're students from the entire district. So it's not just from the same buildings. So these students get to meet friends from all over Lexington that come in. And we have a smaller classroom, usually, I think they have around 10 to 12 students in a class. And, you know, it's, I think 9 to 1 is usually the schedule that we have in the summer.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess I alluded to you, we're going to talk in a little bit about you being sort of a new teacher in Lexington. But maybe we can pause for a minute and do like a snapshot of Kelly's professional journey, because you're not by any means an actual new teacher, and you taught ESY this year. You're going to be kindergarten in the fall, but you were with us before. So maybe just in a nutshell, before we talk about how spring, because you were here in the spring, so I want to make sure people know that, how spring and summer changed and what you expect from fall. Help people understand where you were in the spring and maybe even before that.
Sure. So I was a teacher in 95. I moved to Boston. I taught fourth grade in South Boston for 2 years. And then I was a special educator in the Andover Public Schools in high school for 2 years. And then I got married and had children and then took a break for a long time to raise my kids. And I actually homeschooled them for many, many years because my husband traveled a lot and we wanted to be able to have that opportunity to keep the family tight and together. Mm-hmm. And so after 7 years of that, my kids went off to school and into Diamond and Lexington High and my two girls at Lexington Christian Academy. So when that finished for me, I wanted to go back into the professional teaching world. Mm-hmm. And I went back to Lexington Public Schools as a substitute in the fall. And I just remember so specifically my first day of subbing. I was at Bowman and I walked through the door and it was like I never left. And I absolutely just loved it and had missed it so much and was so grateful to be back and felt right at home. And everyone was just so friendly and inviting. And it was just where I wanted to be. So I loved being a sub and I wanted to pick up as many hours as I could. Yeah. And then I actually subbed one time at the Mariah Hastings School. And I was doing a lot of work with the students who were on some ed plans and needed extra support. And after that, I was offered a position. So I...
And that's when we met.
And that's when we met, yes.
Okay.
And I started in January.
Okay.
And I remember getting that phone call at a pizza place in New York City. Pizzarte, our favorite pizza place. And Louise Lipsitz called me up and offered me the position. I was really happy about that. So I went back full time.
Okay.
And I worked in Orfana Syed's class. It was wonderful. And I was there for a couple of years. And then I moved on again into another kindergarten class as an SIA. And took over a long-term teaching position for maternity leave this fall. And stuck with that. And then COVID hit. I mean, we also had lots of fun experience moving out of the old Hastings into the new building.
Right.
And we were there for about a month. And then we had to move our learning to remote learning after that. So
that's so what I love about having Kelly on is that she brings such varied experiences in teaching and supporting kids in school and at home. And before COVID, and then she worked, obviously in the spring and then more during ESY. So I'm curious, Kelly, to talk a little bit about, you know, schools closed in the spring. It was an emergency. Everybody did the best they could. But when we look at ESY, we planned a little differently for the structure there with synchronous and asynchronous time. And I think we're going to see that carry over, you know, I guess I should have said this at the beginning, but we're recording today on August 25th. The school committee meeting is tonight. So if anything changes to make this conversation outdated, we're a little sorry. But, you know, I think we're going to see that blend of synchronous and asynchronous work with the students, which you got to do during ESY. So maybe you could describe a little bit about how that worked for you and how that was different than the spring and some of the positives around that.
Sure. I think first and foremost, it was so important. The district has offered so many trainings and I was on with you and emailing you and I was troubleshooting and everyone is so incredibly helpful. So, you know, just asking for help and getting it was essential. The schedule was great. It was set up where, you know, we would have a live morning meeting and I had an entire group of 10 students. And then I would kind of break it up into have smaller classes and we would have a lesson. Then we'd have a little break and then we'd come back and have another lesson and then we'd have a break and then we would have a lunch bunch together. And I had a Google Classroom that I had to learn to set up, but it was pretty user-friendly, thanks to you.
Great.
And I would always, you know, set up the assignment. It wasn't mandatory because it was summer, but it was, you know, highly suggested that they work on the lesson that I put up there on Google Classroom. And sometimes they would be videos. Sometimes they would be read alouds. They would be links to awesome resources that we use like Pebble Go or Brain Pop Junior.
Yeah.
And we'd ask the students to possibly like do a reading and answer a Google form, you know, so that we would get the feedback. And most of the kids did it. They really liked it. They asked for more work. So that was really, really great and positive. The key was making sure that I was very consistent. And I think that that is something I'm going to take with me moving forward. Obviously, I think, you know, all teachers, we like to be as consistent as possible. And so having my slides ready and my links working, you know, the best you can, sometimes you get glitches. But, you know, just kind of the same consistency of what your morning meeting might look like, right? So you have your meeting, your hello, your greeting, your daily message from Mr. Way, and then your share. We would all share something, or, you know, I would share something or play a game, and then we would preview what we would do that day. So the students knew what to expect.
And so you're talking a little bit about routine and being prepared. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if just that schedule that you sort of outlined a few minutes ago of the synchronous work and then the break and then more synchronous work was this really nice schedule and routine in the background, you know, for every day so that the kids knew what they were doing and parents knew what they were doing. You knew what you were doing. Yeah. And then even embedding more routines within those sessions, especially, you know, as you worked with little guys and are going to be working with even smaller guys, come fall. So those are great tips. What other things did you learn during ESY that will help you during the school year?
I think always, you know, be prepared. And my biggest thing is just, you have to reach out and ask for help, you know, and especially as someone new, you know, I had a lot of questions and I would email teachers and I just, you know, I just tell them that I would like feedback. You know, I really accept feedback well, and I wanted it because I wanted to learn. I wanted to grow. And, you know, having the support staff, the IAs and the SIAs is just essential, and they really know the students well. And so using them and any of their feedback that they have was really important. I always would arrive on time, like 5 minutes early, just to make sure everything was working, you know, and then just utilizing the tools. There are so many amazing online tools. I took lots of classes over the summer to learn how to use and teach the students as well. And one thing, you know, students can be shy sometimes on camera, right? They might have a good day, a bad day. They might not want to be there, and that's okay. And you might tell them, you know, if they wanted to turn off their screen, but listen, sometimes that might be okay to do. It depends on, you know, on the situation. Sometimes students can just be a little zoomed out, right? But just reminding them of kind of same thing in a classroom, like just sitting up and eyes on the computer, you know, whole body listening, all those things you can remind them of that we would do in school, that they can still do online, you know, listen when others are talking, you know, raise a hand, don't interrupt. Same things that we teach in the classroom, we can definitely work on and emphasize, you know, sort of online.
The background that you're not talking about is your ESY kids were mostly new kids to you.
All of them. You know? Yeah, I didn't teach them.
And so an ESY was short. And in that time, it sounds like you're saying you still kind of got to know your kids for their individual needs and were able to, know what your kids need in the moment. And so for those teachers out there who are listening and might be a little nervous about having hybrid or remote time and not having the benefit of spring, which we knew our students once schools closed, you know, Kelly was able to really get to know her students and know their needs when she was remote. And it was a whole new group of students. So that's encouraging to hear. Yeah. The other thing that I heard you say was about using tools and reaching out and asking for help. And so I just wanted to highlight an experience that we had, which you alluded to before, which was getting your Google Classroom set up. And we were sort of going back and forth in email, and Kelly was sharing things with me and I was looking at them and I still wasn't understanding things and Kelly wasn't understanding things. And so we just like had a quick Google Meet. I feel like we might've had a quick Google Meet like right before the first day of ESY, like that morning. And I think that's just a reminder to everybody that no matter where we are, we've lost some of those like walk past people in the hallway moments where we're like, hey, I have a question for you, or hey, but that doesn't mean that we can't do that remotely and make those quick calls and jump in where we need to provide support to each other and help troubleshoot and problem solve things, because we're still here and it still works really nicely. Mm-hmm. And Kelly and I are recording today using an audio podcast recorder, but we did a meet too so that we could see each other's faces, and we both work today. It's a really hot day. And so you guys don't get to see the video of this, but we get to see it so that we can connect with each other, not just hear each other's voices. So it's actually really nice. So I appreciate that, Kelly.
For sure. Yeah.
We are almost out of time, but I was curious if you talk just a little bit about, you know, I said you're a new teacher, even though you're not really a new person in Lexington by any means, and you have teaching experience elsewhere. You talked a little bit like advice for new teachers, you know, asking for help, reaching out, feedback. Is there anything else for our new teachers to think about, especially if they're not in the same place as their other teachers?
I mean, I think for me, just, you know, working within your team, you know, I mean, we have a strong team, and everyone has such great ideas, and sharing ideas and talking through things. I mean, we're just doing that this week, going back in and setting up the classroom and how can we do this to make it work, and, you know, getting ideas from each other. And so that's really, really important. And
you have a team. Like, don't forget you have a team.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we teach the kids so much about being flexible. And obviously we all have learned that we have to just be really flexible with this, but, you know, we will do our best and we'll make it work. And so, I'm excited.
I don't know about you.
You know, to get back in and to start. And if we are remote, then we're remote. And, you know, we'll just take it one day at a time.
And I think my last question for you is going to be, what are you most excited about this upcoming year? And you already mentioned the flexibility piece. Mm-hmm. And I feel like as a teacher, this is my 16th year. Mm-hmm. That the flexibility and the challenge that comes with that is really kind of exciting for me and really like wakes me up and gets me excited about my job and solving problems that I haven't had to solve before and doing things that I was really good at in a different way. So that like flexibility and challenge is something I'm excited about. How about you?
For sure. Yeah. Marie did an activity last year, oh, I'm losing my words. I'm tired, you guys. I apologize. But we had a speaker come in, and we did an activity basically like, if you are someone who likes change, you know, go to this part of the thing. And if you don't like change, you know, you're in this part. And of course, I was at the end where I like change and I like challenge. Oh, cool. And so this is okay for me, but I also understand people that don't, and it's uncomfortable a bit. But, you know, for me personally, I like to have things kind of mixed up, and if they change, they change, and just kind of go with it. So
that's and to your point before about working with your team, like maybe that will be part of your role on your grade level and your curriculum team. And for people who don't feel as comfortable with that, maybe you'll get a Kelly on your team who's really excited and energized by change that you can click together with. So I'm excited for this year, Kelly. I am excited to have this conversation with you and share it with others. So thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rachel. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Greetings. It's Anne here, and today I'm going to talk about Pear Deck. Pear Deck is a Google Slides add-on that allows you to make your slides interactive. There's a free version, and with the free version, you can add interactive questions to your slides. If you open a slide presentation, go to Add-ons, Get Add-ons, search for and add Pear Deck, and then you'll have access to their template library, which has all kinds of questions, such as multiple choice, text, number, and more. You can add drawing and dragging slides with their pre-made templates and customize to how you want. You can even add your own photo in the background. When you present your slides through Pear Deck, your students will sign in on joinpd.com to join your session, and even with the free version, you can download your student responses. For more information, please contact your digital learning coach or DLC. Happy September! Thank you.